Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Showtime! How y'all feel?
If you got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
And hour number two coming at you here on a Thursday. Thank you, everybody, for being with us this morning. 1 hour down, one to go. And we go back to the Twin Peaks Scenic Views hotline. Talk to Brent Chemnitz. Brent, assistant AD outreach and magic wand waving and making money fall out of the sky. That about your title? That's pretty much it, right?
Yes, that you just nailed it right there. I'm the fun guy. I'm the guy that I make everybody sick because everybody's beautiful. You know, I'm in the tweeting
world
now.
Positive energy. He brings positive energy each and every day to the job. Thank you, Brent.
I told somebody the other day, I said, all I do now is when there's something nice said about somebody, I retweet it and just say it's the best dude ever.
That reminds me. I don't think we've had you on since you got on Twitter. Give us an overview of when you started, how far you think you've come, how many followers you have, and what do you think about Twitter overall?
Well, I'm the last guy that was ever going to give it on Twitter. I made fun of all you guys, as you know. Mm-hmm. Same way I did on texting, and now I'm all over texting. Mm-hmm. But it all started last summer. Andy Dirks wanted me to start doing these little videos with just random thoughts, and he was going to promote it. He said, dude, you're my mental guy on pitching. I need you. If you get a thought on anything, 30 seconds, minute, send it to me. Well, I started having fun with that and sending it to guys, and everybody's like, dude, do you send those one at a time? I go, well, yeah, why wouldn't I? He goes, get on Twitter. That way they just shoot out to the masses. So anyway, reluctantly, I gave in April. Plus, you know, as you said, I'm the magic wand promoter guy. So I got on, and there's stuff that I can get out to the masses. It's a lot easier. And then, you know, it's just kind of – I try to tweet once a day. I don't want to be that guy that just puts little tidbits out all day long. Apologize if you guys would do that. I went to Kayla Blanding, and I love her. I said, Kayla, all right, you're not going to believe this. How do I get on Twitter? And after she, you know, cracked up laughing for about a minute, she said, well, I can help you. That's no big deal. I said, well, how many followers does Trump have? And she said, I don't know, like 59 million. I said, well, that's my goal. Do you think I can get there in a couple months? So anyway, I'm 3 months in. I have right at 900 followers. That's not bad in three months. Boy.
No, that's pretty good. Yeah.
That's solid. How many are you following, Brent?
Yeah, like 300. Everybody said to keep that ratio three or four to one.
Yeah, he's following,
that's about
353 people, Bruce.
I follow Sarah Hurdle. I enjoy her stuff.
Well, yeah, she would be entertaining. No question.
I love it.
All right. Hey, so I went over to Eck the other day and really bared down on the construction over there on the third base side. How's that coming, do you think? And got a timeline for us and when that will be complete? I hate to put you on the spot here, but.
No, it's all good. And I'm over there daily. I joke and I go, these guys got to think I'm like with the OSHA or somebody, the safety people, because I'm over there taking video and, you know, who's this old guy that comes over here every day? But it's going well. I think they're on schedule. Still hoping for like a December completion. Certainly be ready for the 2020 season. Money's there for construction, obviously. Now we're just trying to get all the bells and whistles. Mm-hmm. We put a nice dent in that. But I'd say still need $200,000 to $300,000 to outfit it with all the latest cutting edge stuff. So still work to do. But it's been fun doing it. Obviously, a lot of energy with Derek Wedge. Mm-hmm. So that's been a huge plus. But it's going to be nice. It's going to be awesome. As you know, it was kind of just sitting there for a lot of years. So it's been fun to watch it go up.
Brent, nobody knows about the honeymoon stage better than you as it relates to Eric Wedge, or probably Eric himself. There's a stage of euphoria that you go through with that kind of change in the program. And I'm not trying to diminish anyone else, but I'm saying in the here and the now, with Eric Wedge now leading the program, there's a level of excitement and anticipation that goes with it, especially when you surround him with Mike Pelfrey and Lauren Hibbs in particular. That at some point wears off, and it's replaced by the hard work of getting a program together. How long does that usually take, do you think, and how is that going so far?
Well, I think you make great points, and there's certainly excitement, and with that comes expectations. Nobody's more aware of that than Eric Wedge, and we've had that conversation many times, sure. And he embraces that. He says, I want people to have high expectations. So to get to your answer, there's two sets of people. You got guys like my brother that have got us in Omaha next year. He's like, you know, he's got Perry, Oklahoma thinking, hey, man, I got to take 2 weeks off because I'll be in Omaha. So you got that guy. But the realistic guy says, hey, listen, he's coming in here. He's going to build a culture. He's in here for the long haul. This is where he wants to end up. It's not like he wants to come in here for a couple of years and get back into pro ball. He's made that very clear to me. This is where I want to end up. This is my home. I love Wichita State. We're going to build this. We're going to do it right. A lot of things are in place. The new league a couple of years ago, big plus. You just mentioned phase five is going up, big plus, getting all the bells and whistles, big plus. And he absolutely loves it. Now, his to-do list every day is, I can't even begin to tell you how long it is.
Sure.
I said, dude, everything that you got on your plate is perfect. It's awesome. You put together an amazing staff. The administration, me being one of those guys, is more than willing to help in every way we can. But to me, he needs to prioritize. And I don't want to, like, act like I have to tell Eric Wedge what to do. But he's wired kind of like I am. It's kind of like you get a new house and you want a deck and you want to put a bar in the basement and you want to redo the garage and you want it all done yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So what he does, he has a list, he has a plan, and it's amazing. It's awesome. It's a high level. And he says that. He says, we're going to function at a high level. I want high expectations, but we need to do it right. Don't come in and just, you know, try to do a quick fix, build a foundation, get it right, and we're in this for the long haul. Now, I know that's kind of a broad stroke. Obviously, when we get into the spring, that's all still in place, but you want to win games.
Yeah.
You know, and when you're actually going through it, well, then, yes, we don't want to lose sight of the big goal. But we want to win. So they're still working hard to put some pieces together for this spring. They just don't want to do it at the cost of the big picture.
Talking to Brent Chemnitz, assistant AD in outreach and staff development, did a tremendous job raising money for the whatever phase that is now over at X Stadium 5, 6, 7. Raised
it's
a bunch
five.
Of money for the – 5? Okay.
5.
All right.
Yeah.
So,
in
particular about Eric Wedge, and I think it was a near unanimous thumbs up from all the Shocker fans when Eric Wedge was given the job. How much of a culture shock do you think the players are in for when it comes to dealing with Eric Wedge and his demeanor, his attitude, his aura, his everything? Because he can't tell a knock-knock joke without standing up and, you know, totally being in your face. That's just how he is. He's an intense dude. And I guess I'm asking you how you think that'll play with the youth of 2019.
You know, it's funny about what you just said. I've had that exact same conversation with Eric Wedge. I go, dude, you walk into a room, you're an amazing speaker. You have this intimidation factor that kind of some people are like, oh, that's Eric Wedge. And it kind of can intimidate him at times. And then he can definitely command a room. He can get you fired up with his speeches. So you need to make sure that that works in your favor. I've said, you have an amazing sense of humor. You're fun to be around. You hang around with me, which you lose credibility right away. Everybody knows I'm warped and like the lighter side of things much more than I do serious stuff. So I said, you've got to show that more. You've got to let people know that you love to laugh. You love to have a good time. And he's all about that. He gets that. And the guys that have been around the office this summer are already seeing that side. I see some of them, you know, going through rehab or whatever over at Cochrane, and I'll pick their brain. They go, dude, he's fun, man. I love that guy. So he's got a real fun side to him. But the exterior, hey, American League manager here in 07, Eric Wedge. I mean, there's kind of this, wow, can I go talk to him or is he going to bite my head off? Mm-hmm. Well, he's got a very soft, very easygoing, fun demeanor when you really get to know him. And he's already talked to me about, hey, man, we're gonna work him hard. We're going to play music. Practices are going to be upbeat. They're going to be fun. They're going to have pace. So they will all see that and they will all embrace that.
Brent, I'm curious now in your role with the university and the athletic department, the exposure that you have to Greg Marshall and the basketball program. People don't know that you're a very adept left-handed shooting kind of wing in your day. I mean, you're silky smooth and you can hit your shot. You love the game of basketball and you love Greg Marshall. But as you're maybe around it in a different way, what do you pick from him as a student of coaches and as a student of the game in particular that even surprised you maybe a little more than maybe you already knew about the guy?
First of all, Shane, did you hear what he said about my left-handed shot?
Yeah. Yes. Did you hear me snicker?
Well, I don't know if that or if you were throwing up in the trash can.
Yeah, I didn't hit but, the
very
hit,
silky,
the
very smooth.
Yeah,
sorry.
I tell Marshall all the time, I said, dude, if you would have coached me, you would have hated me. I said I had one skill, I could shoot. And my theory on defense was the quicker they score, the quicker we get the ball back.
Well, so there you go. That works.
You might
have clashed with Coach Marshall with that theory, Brent.
Well, that's what. Yeah, I say, dude, you would have hated me, and he laughs. But what a great question, Bruce. Because I travel with them all the road games, and it's a blast. I absolutely love it. As you mentioned, I have a basketball love and a history playing basketball, although it was just at the high school level. But he is just so engaging. So we'll take donors on trips. And I know you ask about the team and what I learned from him, but he will – these boosters, these donors that go on trips, he knows them on a personal level. He gets to know them. He listens to them. He knows what sports their kids are playing. And he'll see them like a month later, and it's like, how Billy doing that playoff game? I mean, he's like so genuine, so real, and they all feel that. So as a person – I mean, that is just so valuable, especially at a place like Wichita State where it's so important to have the support. I mean, it is everywhere, but it's especially a place like Wichita State without the big football dollars. So that's number one. And number two, there's an old saying in baseball, and I think I hopefully live this. If they know you love them, boy, you can get on them. I mean, you can, you can challenge them. You can push them. If they know that you have their best interests at heart. And I feel like that was one of my deals. I'd push these guys. I may get in their face. I'd always say, listen, I prefer the hug you and love you style, but I'll do whatever I got to do to make you better. But, boy, did I ever have their back. Well, that's Greg Marshall. I mean, he's going to challenge guys. He's going to push guys. But I have seen him uplift guys and just embrace guys and give guys, make comments that will just make these guys feel like they're world beaters. And it's never more evident than this past year. When we started out in the league, we struggled. At one point, I don't think we won a game for like a month. And then the tough trip, I think it was South Florida and Connecticut. I was on both those trips.
Oh, man, awful.
And it was like rock bottom. But, man, he never quit coaching. He never got discouraged. I mean, not to say he didn't get discouraged isn't probably the right way to frame it. But he just stayed motivated, and he just kept encouraging them guys. He kept coaching them. And you just gradually saw lights come on. So I just think he functions at a very, very high level. Obviously an unbelievable basketball mind, a relentless work ethic. But he just knows how to connect with each guy. Yeah. He knows the buttons to push that's going to make each guy better. I don't think it's a cookie-cutter approach. I just think it's like, okay, this makes this guy work. This will work with this guy. One thing that I always point to, remember when Connor Francamp shot the ball against Cincinnati? And the ball's in the air. If it goes in, we win the league. If it doesn't go in, we get second. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, sure.
Obviously, it didn't go in. We get second. Who's the first guy to take Francamp right after that game and give him a big hug? Greg. And that's what he does. I mean, he's just such a motivator and such a guy that teaches the game, but he knows how to make each guy his very best.
Brent Chemnitz, our guest here on Sports Daily. How about the alliance with the AAC and the SEC? Ole Miss comes to Charles Koch Arena in January.
Well, now you're breaking ground on stuff you're probably ahead of. I do know about it, but I don't know exactly. That's a huge deal. Do they have this lined up with somebody yet?
Ole Miss,
yeah.
Home and home.
You're playing Ole Miss.
This year and next, yeah. Yeah, Ole Miss.
See, that's what I would have guessed. I did know that, and I was aware of it. That's obviously a great thing. We're now, you know, I pub the whole league thing to our whole staff all the time. We have a national profile now. Mm-hmm. We're going to all the major league markets. We got to sell that. We're going to Cincinnati. We're going to Houston. We're going to Memphis. We're going to Orlando. It's a big league, national, high-profile market, which I can't, you know, Darren Buttright getting us into this new league, every time I speak, I bring that up, and I probably will never quit bringing that up because that's just huge, such a huge thing. But now all of a sudden we can line ourselves up with SEC and people like that because we have that national profile.
Well, it's a fascinating time at Wichita State. I get the sense that you're very comfortable in your position. The guys like Shane and I that knew you when could never imagine you outside of a baseball setting and pitching coach and affecting young people. But you've obviously taken to this in a very comfortable fashion. It must be a good challenge for you, Brent. I'm glad that you're meeting it.
Well, I absolutely love it. Everybody says, dude, this is made for you. This is perfect for you. And I do feel that way. I wouldn't trade the coaching years. You know, it was great. It's actually put me in a position to do this. And 3 years ago when I first moved over, Eric Wedge was with Toronto, the minor league guy. And he came and picked my brain about going to work for them. And I said, you know what? Thank you. I'm flattered you asked. But I think I'm really going to like this. And to speed up the story, now when somebody asks, I say, no chance. I mean, they'll say, hey, you interested in getting back into coaching? I can't get no chance out of my mouth quick enough because I'm not that guy that looks back all the time, oh, if I could have done this. Hey, it was a great run. You know, I loved it, enjoyed the players. But I'm fortunate because I'm still around them every day. Now it's just all the sports. Mm.
Let me ask you a quick question before we let you go, Brent. Appreciate your time, too. Next segment, Bruce and I are going to talk about Major League Baseball and if they have a star problem. First of all, I ask you, keep putting you on the spot, did you watch the All-Star game?
I was speaking. I was doing my outreach and staff development role. I was the keynote speaker at the AABC Don Mattingly kickoff dinner in Melissa, Texas, Monday night. I missed the All-Star game Monday night, the Home Run Derby, doing that. And then Tuesday night, I had another function. So I did watch part of the game, but I wasn't locked in like, you know, I am some years.
Okay, sure. So I guess that's not totally important, but they did have the players mic'd up, and I thought that was an interesting strategy and a way to humanize the players. And Bruce and I both enjoyed the players being mic'd up. You think Major League Baseball has a star marketing problem, and can it be fixed?
Well, I hate to use the term old school because, you know, sometimes it's like, dude, you need to be proactive, a forward thinker, and I think I am. But I don't know. I go back to liking when the All-Star game, they played to win. I just don't get that feeling now. I mean, it's like, what word am I looking for? It's like, well, then, yes, you're talking to guys and you're trying to humanize them or whatever term you want to use. Not that I liked Pete Rose running over Ray Fosse and what was that, 70?
Yeah.
But I love the intensity of the games and the pride of the National League versus the American League. And now you got the guys mingling between each other. And I guess that's okay. I don't want to be that guy that, you know, lives in 50 years ago. But I don't know. It's still a game that, all right, let's go out and let's try to win.
Yeah, the American and National League used to hate each other. There's no question about that.
Well, and that's when you tuned in and watched. That's when it was, okay, I'm locked in. Now, the star problem thing, I always think in today's world with social media and all the exposure, I think you have your stars and you have your guys that are marketable. I think that kind of goes and ebbs and flows a little bit. But baseball, to me, is always going to be America's sport. Maybe it's just me with my baseball background, but I don't know. I think baseball is fine, and you still got your guys you can latch on to that are stars. And you know, look at the NBA right now. It's probably at an all-time peak with all the free agency and all these super teams, and now more teams have a chance to win. I always think baseball can do that. I always felt like one of the best things about baseball is December, because you're in the free agency years. It's okay, the winter meetings. Let's see who lands where. So I think that's still there.
Yeah, Brent, we appreciate your time.
All right, Brent. Yep. Sorry you're sick. Have a good one.
Hey, was I on my A game with my promo today?
Oh, right? You're absolutely fantastic. Hey. Absolutely, never better.
Go raise some more money, man.
Yes. Hey, next time I come see you, bring your checkbook, okay?
Yeah, I'll keep our hands on our wallet. Thanks, Brent.
Yeah.
All right, there he goes. Brent Kimmitz, assistant AD, community outreach. All seriousness, though, how he has raised and helped raise that much money for the baseball program is nothing short of astonishing. And that's a hell of a – hell of a facility over there to begin with, and they're continuing
sure
to add
is.
On, connecting it to the practice facility and whatnot. So that'll be fun to see when it's all done. All right, so
yeah.
Major League Baseball claims it still has a star problem, and how do you really, really fix that? Can you?
Good question.
And who's to blame? Yeah. I mean, if guys like Mike Trout don't care about their brand, what's Major League Baseball do about it? We'll discuss when we come back.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.